This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Bailey Johnson covers the Caps for the Washington Post. Bailey, why don't we begin with tonight's game? They're playing the Preds. What do we need to know about the home matchup over at Capital One Arena?
Yeah, it should be an interesting one. Nashville had a lot of roster turnover in the offseason, brought in some big names like Steven Stamkos and Brady Shea and Jonathan Marchessault, but they got off to kind of a slow start. They were sort of the opposite of the Caps in the way that all the Caps' new pieces came together really quickly. The Preds' pieces didn't really come together, but they've started to string things together a little bit more. Lately, they got shut out by old friend Darcy Kemper and the Kings the other night at home, so they'll be looking to bounce back from that, and it should be an interesting one.
Who's their number one goaltender?
You say Soros?
Oh, I meant the Capitals. Sorry.
Oh, the Capitals? TBD. They're going with a straight rotation between Charlie Lindgren and Logan Thompson. Logan has yet to lose, but I thought Charlie was really strong in the game against Carolina the other night. Even though they lost, he made some huge saves, and that game would have been much more lopsided without him. So we'll find out. I think the Caps like playing both of them. They like to have two guys. Spencer Carberry has said that they like the rotation. The goaltending position has changed so much to where you really can't expect, even if you have a true starter, him to play more than 65 or so games. So to go with a straight split and eventually maybe have one of them go two and then one or something like that is something I could see happening. But right now they're both just playing a straight rotation and the Capitals are happy with how things stand.
Bailey, Alex Ovechkin has 7 goals in 11 games to go with his 14 points. He's on pace for 50+. And to shatter Gretzky's record this season. But it was just a few weeks ago when everyone was saying, based on his age, there's no way he's not going to do it this year. Is it too early to reverse course and say he is going to do it this year, or do you need to see a little more hockey play out?
I think it's still too early to say he's going to do it this year. I mean, he's obviously playing unbelievable hockey right now and is on one of those tears that he's gone on throughout his career, and you never count him out when it comes to goal scoring, but he is 39, and to expect him to score 50+, his current pace is a lot. So I think we need to see a little bit more hockey. I think we'll have a better idea probably around Christmas time of how, obviously this current pace is probably not sustainable, but if he still stays right around half a goal a game, that would indicate that he's on pace to break it this year. And if he drops off further than that, then it's probably going to be longer. So I think we need a little bit more time to find out.
Bailey, how's their power play doing?
Not awesome. That's pretty much the one thing that's not working for this team right now. The penalty kill's good. They're playing well at 5-on-5. The goaltending's not great, but they also haven't really needed their goalies to steal them anything. So the power play is really the one area that's still having a hard time coming together. They scored the first two games, and there was a lot of optimism, and then they went, I think it was 0-for-23 after that, until they got one a couple of games ago, I think in the Columbus game. So power play is the one area where they have been struggling. They've tweaked a lot of things. They tweaked the units again for tonight's game, based on what they showed in practice yesterday. Connor McMichael is on the first unit now, and Pierre-Luc Dubois is on the second. They had tried out for a little bit having that Dubois line with McMichael and Wilson all play on the same unit to try to get their 5-on-5 chemistry to carry over. That didn't really work. They lost Jacob Chychrun, which affected the chemistry on the second unit because now Rasmus Sandin is running that, which he hadn't done much of. So a lot of moving pieces, trying to figure out how things come together. One of the little quirks of all of their roster changes means that they have many fewer right-handed shots on this year's roster. And while the handedness doesn't matter a ton at 5-on-5, it matters a lot as far as how you structure your power play. So they're still trying to figure out how they kind of remake things while having more left shots than they used to.
Other than Ovi, Bailey, what are the areas where you feel like, you know, maybe the best stories of the first 11 games, or if you were to tell someone who's, you know, hasn't gotten in yet, but let's say they're going to sit down and watch their first game tonight, what are the big themes so far that you would say, here's something you should know that's going really well?
I mean, I think the play of McMichael and Protas is a huge one, to have those two homegrown guys really be taking off and making the leap into being legitimate full-time, not just full-time NHL players, but high-level contributors has been really cool to watch. The other thing I would say is the play of Dylan Strome. It's kind of quietly gone under the radar, but he's having an unbelievable start to the year playing with Ovechkin and Protas. He told us yesterday the key to his play right now is just to get the puck to Ovi, which is a pretty good strategy, but he has a great story going all the way back to when Chicago decided not to qualify him. The Caps picked him up for free, and now he's become a legitimate top-line center on this team. So to watch him do what he's doing right now is definitely something I would point out.
Bailey, thank you as always. Enjoy tonight.
Thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.